Last week, Friday, the Competition Tribunal confirmed that it had signed three consent agreements with three companies relating to COVID-19 excessive pricing complaints. A number of firms have been accused of overpricing goods and services that relate specifically to dealing with COVID-19. Early on in the pandemic, around mid-March, the Minister of Trade and Industry issued regulations and directives under the Competition Act of 1998, which seek to deal with such instances of abuse of position by the retailer, which can lead to them charging anything they want. And in the time of a pandemic, taking price advantage is seen as quite reprehensible, and if proven to be true, firms stand to be fined heavily. Well, to tell us more about his observations of these developments, I'm joined on the line by Bob Makukunzwa. He's a lawyer at Gwina Attorneys. Thanks very much, Bob, for joining us. So last week, the Competition Commission announced that it had signed up three consent agreements with three companies. Perhaps you can take us through the facts of a couple of the cases, the findings and the remedies.
Oh, yes. As we understand, then those consent agreements we entered into in terms of Clause 8 of the regulations that were issued on the 3rd of April 2020. And in terms of that Clause 8, the Commission is allowed to enter into those settlement agreements where parties come and admit that they did commit the malpractice. They are prepared to show a sign of remorse and say they won't do it again. So what then happened is that those three parties came forward and they admitted to what they did, and then the Commission punished them to a certain extent and entered into those settlement agreements. What is to be noted is the amount that they were charged for. They ranged from an amount of 8,000 to 10,000. We're not very sure of the extent to which they overcharged on those products that they were not supposed to overcharge. Then the question is, was the punishment sufficient for such kind of a malpractice? That clause 8, also allows the Commission to enter into such settlement agreements without even looking at the evidence surrounding that complaint. So we wouldn't know, like, how much did they benefit from that overcharging?
Yes.
And whether that kind of a punishment would have been equivalent to the kind of misconduct that they would have committed. So, of course, settlement agreements are important because a person would have shown a sign of responsibility to say, I'm responsible for what I did. I admit that it is wrong. And they also save the Commission time and resources instead of arguing the whole thing throughout and wasting the Commission's resources. Then they admitted, they saved time. And it is also a sign that, I mean, they might not do it again in the future.
Yeah. I think, Bob, you know what you're saying, it makes sense. It's almost like they're getting a slap on the wrist. I mean, 8,000 Rand, 10,000 Rand doesn't really sound like a lot of money for a corporate.
That's true.
And obviously they consent that they consent that, yes, you know, they put their hand up and say, yes, we're responsible. But in the case of Dis-Chem, for example, we see that they were fined something like 1.2 million Rand. And of course, they're appealing that decision, saying that, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. Presumably, in those cases, that's why the fine is so severe.
Yes, it has to be severe. Because if you look at it, they've been talking about an increase from 47% up to 261%.
Yes.
Increase. That sounds very unreasonable, if that's the case. I mean, that kind of profiteering at the expense of the, I mean, suffering population, it sounds very unreasonable.
Yeah.
And then when you also look at it, it happened somewhere around March when this thing was announced that the first person was being found in South Africa, and then increasing the price to such an amount, around 261%, you then try to imagine how much profit was made out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, the public was panicking and they would have wanted to have their hands on the mask.
That's right.
You know, they were panic buying, despite people being advised that don't panic buy this product will be available in the market. But I would assume how many people had to rush and look for those masks, and they became very scarce within a very short period of time.
Very true.
It seems that they would have made a lot of money that time, and then probably that 1.2 million might be also a slap in the wrist if maybe you look at how much did they benefit during that time through overcharging for those products.
Yeah. Bob, of course, the Minister of Trade and Industry, he's issued regulations and directives under the Competition Act to anticipate uncompetitive practices during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. Do you think the competition authorities do well in monitoring these tendencies, or do they tend to rely on complaints from the general public or organizations? How does it work?
Yeah, I don't think there's much vigilance with regard to monitoring the activities of the suppliers of these critical goods. It seems most of the complaints are coming from the public, and also the police at one stage was making an effort trying to move around into shops and taking note of these increases in prices. I've seen on TV previously police going into other supermarkets like the famous supermarkets and accusing them of overcharging for those goods. Though at this stage, I haven't heard that those supermarkets have been taken to the Competition Tribunal for a hearing. That is this man, I think there is a need for more effort to be placed in monitoring what is happening in these shops where these critical goods are being sold. Because I'm very sure the misconduct is happening.
Yes.
And especially when there's this provision where somebody can go there after being found to have been overcharging, and then they can go into this settlement agreement. I would assume a business-minded person would say, if I can overcharge and make 2 million, and then I go there to the tribunal, and then after the hearing, before the hearing, I consent to an agreement where I can be fined for 10,000, what if I lost?
Yeah. That's very cynical.
That is the other concern. So I think we need to put more effort and also encourage these consumer rights protection groups, the competition watchdog. They need to increase their work in as far as moving around and looking at how the practice of these suppliers of goods is with regard to pricing the goods that are necessary to protect the people during this time.
That was Bob Makukunzwa. He's a lawyer at Gwina Attorneys.